Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I got to admit, I was kind of surprised. I was happy about it. I know you're not supposed to be happy about people breaking up, but I was. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde called it quits. Well, they said they're taking a break. I think what I was more surprised about was the fact that they had been together for 2 years. I was like, did it really last that long? I mean, I knew they had been together for a while, but 2 years took me by surprise. So the two of them taking a break, saying they just have to focus on their own things, and they weren't in the same. I mean, he's on tour, first of all, and she's got two little kids. I don't know how long you can keep that going when you constantly are going to have to be going back and forth. And Olivia's trying to do her own work and her own movies. It's got to be exhausting after a while, the back and forth. So Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles calling it quits after 2 years of dating. And like I said, I'm here for it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Don't forget, I start my favorite things today. And not only am I going to be listing off my favorite things every single day at 6:50 on the show, but I'm going to give you your chance to win all of my favorite things. No, I'm not Oprah, but I can try to be. I'm not giving you cars, but I'm going to tell you there are some pretty cool gifts in here. I said, we're not doing Allie's favorite things if I can't give them away to the listeners. Okay, so that's what's happening starting at 6:50 this morning. All right, it's 6:35 and it is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about how far you go to decorate for the holidays, because I saw a woman on TikTok over the weekend who was proud of the fact that she goes so far out for the holidays that she repaints her front door. She paints the entire thing green, front and back, the inside and the outside. And I was blown away. She was like, yes, my kids are going to love this. It's going to be a core memory. It's going to be so great. And I was just like, wow, that is dedication to the cause, to entirely repaint your front door inside and out. So I'm asking you, how far have you gone? And you can call or text to 414-533-1037. I've got Amanda in Iron Ridge this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
So you said that you are the one who goes all out for the holidays. Is that right?
Yes. So I've got three boys.
Uh-huh.
And every year I go overboard when it comes to Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And we do the boots with the powdered sugar and the glitter around it to make it look like snow prints throughout the house.
Wow. Okay, go on.
Uh-huh. I do reindeer food with oatmeal and glitter for outside in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I go as far as picking little reindeer hooves in the dirt or snow.
What?
Yeah, okay, so I have a 14-year-old. He no longer believes, but
uh-huh,
my 11 and 9-year-old do. And I'm going to keep it up until they tell me otherwise.
Wow. So you go you go out to just, you like build hooves in the snow. I'm still processing how far you go. You're hardcore, whether
yes,
your kids believe or not. That's impressive, Amanda. Wow. And you're going to keep doing it every year, no matter what you say.
Yes.
Wow, girl. Well, props to you for dedication. What do you think? Now you should start painting your door like the girl I saw on TikTok. I mean, she was hardcore too.
I would if I didn't rent.
Oh, there you go. If you owned a house, you would paint everything too. I get it.
I would.
Oh, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and sharing how you go overboard by decorating at the holidays. I appreciate it today, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next up, we've got one of our regulars, Tony and Racine.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. You're working this week. You're a FedEx guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it started yesterday.
Oh, the chaos. The chaos started. Tony, how far do you go for the holidays? Are you one of these people that goes above and beyond like Amanda was just talking about when decorating?
No? I do and I don't.
Okay.
Yes.
Go on.
So with the whole business, I take it a little bit overboard. So like where the business is located, I end up wrapping the entire house with. So this is for like Halloween.
Okay,
so
go on.
I wrap the entire house with black plastic.
Oh,
so that way now it looks like an abandoned house. So then we cut out a couple slots where the windows are. We put fake fire in it. We set up our 12-foot skeletons and then we create in the front yard in the driveway like a photo op, so you can do mini photo sessions in front of the business with all these decorations and stuff. And then we have meet Michael Myers or Jason, where they'll be there either to scare the kids or to take photos with the kids.
Halloween over the top guy. Are you not a Christmas over the top guy?
Oh, no, we do the same thing. So me and my business partner, we even wrap the house in red plastic instead of, you know, for Halloween.
Jeez.
And we try to recreate the same thing. And then we visit the Grinch. So I do Grinch visits too.
Right.
So it's like you can either come into the house and do photos in the front or I go to the house and scare the living crap out of your kids if you want.
I should have known that you would wrap the house for Christmas as well if you did it for Halloween.
Yeah. So last year it was so windy, so it ripped it off of the house. So it's like, okay, now we got to come up with something else this year.
Well, listen, you are over the top. I am giving you the medal for you as well as Amanda are over the top people at the holidays, Tony. I love it. Hey, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Ryan, I haven't been to your house this holiday season. How over the top are you and the wife?
Ashley, or neither?
Ashley does.
She's 100%. She has had, so she's got my 3-year-old Emerson.
Yep.
All up in Dad's face after he gets home. Christmas tree? Set up Christmas tree? And I told him, I said, the next time you ask, I will put it in the front yard and I will light it on fire, because on November 26th, or the day after Thanksgiving, is when the Christmas tree grows up. He said, I don't play games with that holiday. I'm the Grinch who stole Christmas. I don't like it. Thanksgiving and the 4th of July are my two holidays of the year.
Oh, I see. I don't know if I knew that about you. Okay, so you love Thanksgiving, but Christmas, you could just take it or leave it, is what you're saying.
Yep, exactly. She's all out. Like, as soon as I start pulling boxes out, she's just it. Yeah, she turns into like the glitter monster, the snow. Yeah, it's just. Yep.
Ryan, I love it how you said if the kid asks you again, you're going to put it in the front yard and light it on fire.
I just can't do it. Like, Thanksgiving is where it's at. That's the number one holiday other than the 4th of July.
I love it. Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
No problem. Have a good Monday,
you
guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Finally, last but not least, welcome to the show, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey. I'm different.
Girl.
I can totally see Ryan going and setting it on fire
Me
out
too.
In the front yard.
Me too. It's totally his vibe. Like, that's why I couldn't stop laughing, because I could picture it. He's not even kidding around when he says it, man.
I know. That is too funny.
Girl, so what do you do for the holidays?
Well,
are you like an over decorator or no?
Oh my goodness. Well, last year I literally made it look like Christmas threw up in my house.
Okay.
It was the first year where my ex and I were not in the same household for Christmas. So I had to make it special. And I might have went a little bit over the top.
That's all right.
Right? But it was special. And the kids walked in the house and they were like, can we have this like this all the time? I'm like, yeah, no.
You're like, just this year, I'm trying to make you feel good because me and your dad split. Next year, you're on your own,
right,
kid.
Right. It'll be okay. I've already been bothered to start putting it up already. And I'm like, yeah, no, not yet.
I love it, Sandra. Thanks for sharing this morning.
Of course.
I'll talk to you later. I got to get moving because I got to do my favorite things this morning. I'm so excited to start this.
I cannot wait.
Get ready. It's happening.
I know. Yes. Have a fantastic day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie. Running a couple minutes behind, I'm sorry, but today is the first day, the big day of my favorite things on the show. I did this last year. It was so much fun, but you know what? I said this year we're going to take it up a notch because last year I told you about my favorite things, but I didn't give you a chance to win all of them. So this year I said, we better have prizes because the listeners deserve to win all of my favorite things. Here's what's going to happen. Every single day around this time, I'm going to tell you about my favorite thing. I have a different one every single day. And then I'm going to tell you how you can win them. And then if you go win them, you know, you can keep it for yourself. Maybe one of my favorite things is something you'll love. Maybe it's something you think would be a good gift for somebody else. But every day it's going to be different. So today I will start with my very first favorite thing on the show, which is something you're probably not going to be surprised by this one because, well, I talk about them a lot. But let me just say, all of these things are way different. They're not all in the same category. Today's will be one of my favorite places that I've spent a lot of time at lately, Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. Okay, this is where I went and had my surgery, my skin removal surgery. But here's the thing. They have a lot more than just cosmetic surgery. They have a whole med spa there. And I've been spending a lot of time there. This has kind of been my year of self-care, trying to learn ways to take care of my skin, things that I never cared about or knew about. I've been trying to get more knowledge. They've been teaching me. And I've learned a lot this year when it comes to skincare and my face, what I should be using on my skin. I went in there one day and I said, I've been using the same stuff since high school. Can you help me? Can you help me use stuff that's better for my skin? So today for my favorite things, Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa has put together a very nice package. It includes a Glow and Go facial certificate that's $120 value alone in itself. They've also included the Alum RX Skincare Core 3 Facial Kit. Now this includes cleansing, hydrating, and brightening. This is all skincare from their skincare line. It says like a $300 value as well. Okay, so this is a hell of a prize. And I'm very pumped up about this. So today, starting out with one of the most obvious, and tomorrow it's going to be something totally different. You're going to be like, wow, this isn't even close to anything having to do with skincare. It's totally different tomorrow. Every day is going to be wild. But today, Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, that is one of my favorite things. I go to the one in Waukesha, but they have three med spas now. They have one in Franklin and they have one in Glendale. So if you want to win today's prize, here's where it gets even cooler. Not only do you get to try to win them every single day, you get to win them for the whole week. Like, you don't just win one of the prizes. So you can enter once a day if you go to 1037kissfm.com. Right there on the front page, you'll see Allie's favorite things right below the pink tickets. Just click on Allie's favorite things and you can go enter once a day. And then there will be one winner at the end of the week who's going to win all of the prizes for the week, okay? So you may even end up with, maybe you'll win, you'll like the prizes I give away this week and you'll go, oh, well, I want to keep the package from Alum, but I want to give this one to a family member. Very cool. I'm excited that we get to give you all of these things today. So today, my favorite thing, Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. Obviously, I've been spending a lot of time there and have had great experiences. So go to 1037kissfm.com for your chance to win this entire big prize package I just told you about. And like I said, you're going to win everything for the whole week if you win this. So go there, enter to win. And then tomorrow, I will have another one for you. Another exciting one. And don't worry, fellas, it's not all girl stuff. Although, if you're not into it, you can always give it to your woman, right? Tomorrow will be a totally different one. It's Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk comes from Leah, who wrote into the show at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And here is what she wants to know. She said, am I the jerk for ordering a drink around my coworkers? All right, let's listen to her story. There's more to it, okay? Here's what she said. She said, hey, Allie, I turned 21 in a few months, but I was raised to be allowed to have a drink with dinner so I wouldn't binge or make dangerous decisions. And my best friend slash coworker is 6 years older than me and doesn't like to drink alone. So if we go out, she encourages me to order a drink with her. Recently, another coworker of ours had a wedding. There was a 3.5 hour gap between the ceremony and reception, so a bunch of us went to get lunch. Everyone ordered a drink, and not really thinking about it, I did too. After the waiter left, one of the coworkers, 3 years older than me, started scolding me loud enough for our entire table to hear about what I've done. After her rant, I apologized for not thinking about it, but pointed out it was one drink, I wasn't driving, and if it wasn't for her outburst, no one would have thought twice about it. She said I was a jerk for being careless and putting everyone at the table at risk for trouble. The table was divided on the issue. Am I the jerk? Leah. Interesting one. 414-533-1037. Is Leah a jerk for ordering a drink around her coworkers? Some say she was putting them at risk because she's not 21 yet. Others say there's no big deal. I think it's an interesting one. What do you guys think? 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number and we will discuss next. It's Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today Leah wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for ordering a drink around her coworkers. The story is she's not 21 yet. She's about to turn 21. She always has a drink when she goes out with a friend of hers who's over 21. Her friend's also a coworker. But recently, one of their other coworkers got married. And you know that 3.5 hour gap in between the wedding and the reception? Well, they all went out to drink. She ordered one. And then half of her coworkers thought she was being irresponsible and putting them at risk by ordering a drink because she's not 21 yet. The other half of them at the table didn't seem to mind. So Leah wanted to know, is she a jerk for ordering a drink around her coworkers when she's not 21 yet? Interesting discussion, I'd say. Interesting discussion. So we're going to go straight to the phones today. We have a lot of regulars on the phone. I love this. Welcome to the show. She's back and she is in Kenosha. Bella in Kenosha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Man.
What do you think about this? Is Leah a jerk for ordering a drink around her coworkers?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I think this is kind of a funny one, but
yeah.
I mean, at some point in time, I just didn't even understand how they would be in trouble because she's not 21. Like, well, she would be in trouble.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They think they're going to be liable if she gets into an accident or she gets pulled over. I think they're worried, would we be in trouble if we let her drink? Like, would we be responsible for her? Is what I took it as. Does that make
she
sense?
She needs to be responsible for herself. That's all.
Okay.
People to stay in their lane, let people do whatever they're going to do. You know what I mean?
Yep. So you say
yeah,
no.
Not a jerk.
Not a jerk. All right.
Not a jerk.
Pretty straightforward. Well, thanks for calling, yeah. Bella. It's good to
Have
hear
good
from
day.
You. You too.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Next Bye. Up, we've got our boy in Sheboygan, Santito. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Woo!
Yes.
Santino, Leah wants to know if she's a jerk for ordering a drink around her coworkers because she's not 21 yet. Half of them say yes, half of them say no. What do you think?
You know the cop in me got to come out and talk.
That's what I was going to say. You would know the law and everything if she got pulled over, so talk to me, honestly.
Bella, I love you, but I got to go against you. She's a jerk.
Okay, go
you
on.
Don't drink. You don't drink out in public. If you're in the privacy of your own home or a friend's home,
mm-hmm.
you can't control that. I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying that you're not in public's eye to be scrutinized, one. To be if somebody that was there notices that you were not 21 and then calls the police or makes a stink, then yes, the friends are enabling her. And that's what it comes down to. I get it. I think she might be having a drinking problem. Like, you don't say that, my parents told me to drink this so I don't get to a certain point. No, they just enable you to keep drinking. And it's going to progress. Your tolerance is going to keep getting higher and higher. You're going to think 1, 2, 3, 4 drinks isn't enough. So I'm sorry. They enabled her. She's a jerk. She shouldn't do that. She shouldn't put her friends in a predicament, because you're right. If she does go out and get into an accident, it gets in trouble. And then what? Those friends are going to be at the table. They mm-hmm. should have said, nah, I don't think this is right. Mm-hmm. But nobody mm-hmm. said anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like the table was split. And, you know, I think it's different because it's her coworkers. Only one of them is her good friend. I think, you know, if you're with your friends, that's different. But you go out with coworkers, it's different. It's just a different setting. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. That's why I can see both sides.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't 21 in front of my coworkers, because mm-hmm. if they go back to my boss, took a picture and says, look who's drinking mm-hmm. when they're not 21.
You don't want to be liable. Like, that's the thing. Exactly. In this day and age, everybody's liable for everything, man. Everybody's suing for everything and snitching. Yes. But it's such a Wisconsin thing, though, for like kids to be like, my parents let me drink so I wouldn't have a drinking problem. When really, I mean, it depends on so many different factors, whether you have an addiction problem in the end.
Well, and that's the thing, like, I'm from Detroit, so families can be in a bar with their kids underage mm-hmm. and can buy them a drink, which mm-hmm. I don't think is right.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest law ever.
Could you do that in Michigan?
Hell no.
Yeah, you couldn't do that where I grew up either. I didn't see that. Yeah. But Wisconsin, you can give your kids alcohol. Oh, good old Wisconsin.
Right?
It's normal here. You know what I mean? Nobody thinks it's strange. So
exactly.
Interesting. Well, Santino, you say yes. Okay, so now we're split down the middle at this point. One says no. Absolutely. One says yes. We're going to keep it moving and see what everybody else says. Thanks for calling in, Santino. Let's go. Talk to you later. Next up, she's a regular. Welcome back to the show, Saucy Sandra.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. What do you think?
I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Leah. And I am going to say, and it's okay that she had a drink. Okay. However, it was inappropriate in that situation. Oh. However,
you got to pick a side,
though. The coworker who called her out.
Yes.
Is a Karen. Yeah, sorry. My 9-year-old said, 10, he says the same thing. He's right. Like, Mom, do you think she's the jerk? I said, no, she's really not the jerk. She had a drink. She's an adult. She can do what she wants.
Me too, I said that.
Yeah, Lil and Bill says it too.
So you're going to say yes. No.
No, okay. She's really not a jerk. However, it was inappropriate for her to be doing it around her coworkers. Mm-hmm. If she was with her family, that would have been a different thing. Mm-hmm. However, I still don't think she's a jerk.
Okay, because she's going to be 21 soon, but her coworkers that were worried that her drinking around them put them at risk for trouble. That was the core of, you know, what started all this.
That may be the thing, but... Like I said, you were at a work function. You maybe shouldn't have had a drink at the work function. However, if you're going to drink and you're close to 21, whatever.
Yeah. It wasn't a work function.
You're an adult.
It wasn't a work function. It was a wedding for one of their coworkers, but she was surrounded by all of her coworkers.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting,
that's where
right?
It's like, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to say
still
no.
Not a jerk.
Okay. Saucy Sandra says no.
Of course.
All right, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too. Next up, another one of our regulars. Welcome back to the show, Darnell in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Leah wants to know if she's a jerk for drinking around her coworkers because she's not 21 yet. What do you think?
So I'm going to agree with Santino that, yeah, she kind of is. I mean, it's different if she's just at our, you know, house or, you know, something like that. But out in public, I would say, yeah.
Okay. So this is interesting because now we're going to be split down the middle already with the 2-2. You and Santino say, yes, Leah's a jerk. And Bella and Saucy Sandra said, no, she's not a jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
She's kind of a jerk.
Okay. Darnell, you guys get to decide. And I love it when it's split down the middle, because that always leaves the last person to have to make the decision. So thanks for calling, Darnell. We'll talk to you later.
Alrighty.
Have a good day. Yes, you too. Finally, she is working towards her theme song. She's getting closer. Melinda in Rochester, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Allie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Girl, you are the one today. It is going to be left up to you. It is 2-2. Leah is not 21 yet. She's about to be 21, but she was drinking at a wedding around her coworkers. Half of them thought she was being careless and putting them at risk for trouble. Half thought they didn't care and it was ridiculous. Where are you going to go with this? Is Leah the jerk for drinking around her coworkers?
Well, what I'd like to say is she said she only has one drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's on her, but nobody mentioned, where's the responsibility of the waiter to call and say, hey, do you got some ID? Can you prove you're 21?
Mm.
It's on the bar.
Mm.
And if she would have had more than one drink and got drunk and left and got into a car accident, let's say, they're going to go back to the bar, not her friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the mentality where the friends think that they're responsible for what somebody does.
So you're saying she's people putting the bar at risk, and it's on them for not checking her age.
Mm-hmm. But I still think if she is true to say she has one drink and then goes to soda or seltzer or whatever she wants to do,
mm-hmm.
I don't think she's a jerk.
Yeah.
But if you want to look at responsibility, It's on the bar, but she's not a jerk.
You're standing your ground.
So I'm a lot older than your callers, but when I was 18, it was legal to drink.
Melinda, so you say no. That means we're going with no this morning.
That's correct.
I find it interesting that all the women said no and the men said yes, too. I don't know. It's just an observation as I was writing down whether or not you guys all thought Leah was a jerk today. Okay, so then we're going with no, not a jerk.
I think Santino has got a good point, but he's law enforcement.
Well, he was. You know, he was. He's not anymore, but that's why he was saying the cop came out in him.
Well, right. But, you know, those people usually are black and white and to the rule, and that there's nothing wrong with that either.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if she said, like she stated in her statement, one drink, she's not a jerk.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Melinda. We will talk to you tomorrow as you work towards your theme song, okay?
All right.
Have a good day.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You have a good day, too. There you go. Okay, so here's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because it is the holidays. We're here. This is it. Thanksgiving on Thursday already. It's unbelievable. I had to run to the grocery store yesterday, and I thought, you know, it'll be like any other Sunday. It's going to be busy, but nothing crazy. Ha, ha. Yeah, right. Got to the grocery store yesterday afternoon. It was a zoo. I'm sure some of you might have experienced this, too, to the point where I had to park at the end of the parking lot. Maybe it was the time I went. I think it was more because of the time of year and the holidays being this week, but I was at the literal back of the parking lot. That never happens when I go to the store to go grocery shopping on a Sunday. So I was like, thinking about it, do I want to drive around and look for a spot, or am I just going to park? And I was like, it's a waste of time. I'm going to be spending more time driving around the parking lot at this point than I would be if I just parked at the back of the lot. So I took the first spot I could find, which was at the very end, and I parked. Now, I know when I'm with my parents, they're like two different types of people, right? One of them, like my mom will drive around and she'll look for a spot, and my dad will do the opposite. He'll just park at the end of the lot and call it a day. And I was like, what type of person are you? Because now is that time of year where you're pretty much screwed no matter where you go when you go shopping. 414-533-1037. Will you still drive around the lot and try to get the best spot you can? Or will you literally just park at the end? Because yesterday was one of the first years I really said, screw it, I'm parking at the back of the lot. The only thing that ever stopped me from parking in the back, it was the weather. I don't like being out in the cold. I know it's Wisconsin. I got to deal with it, but it's hard this time of year as we're transitioning into the cold. So where do you go? Do you drive around forever looking for the best spot, or do you go, I'm just going to park at the back. Screw it. You can text or you can call 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss next. It's that time of year. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just saying, I went to the grocery store yesterday and forgetting that we are in the holiday season, I know it's obvious, I forgot that it was going to be a zoo at the store. And it's going to be like that anytime I go now, I feel like. So it brought up the topic of, will you drive around and look for a spot forever or will you just park in the back? Yesterday I said, screw it. I'm not fighting all these people. I'm just parking in the back because that's where I'm going to end up anyway. And I'm going to take the first one I can take. But you guys are chiming in this morning. You can text in to 414-533-1037. We've got our callers on the phone. Good morning, Michelle in Hartford. How are you?
Good morning. Hello, fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Hello, fabulous. You are so sweet. How's it going, Michelle?
It's good. I'm heading to work, so whatever.
Yeah, I know, but hey, fine. Short work week. We got this, girl. We got this, right?
No, Allie, I went back into retail.
Oh, you're not. So, you do not have a short work week. You're going to be in hell. This is hell week for you, isn't it?
Actually, no. We'll get into that at another point. It's totally fine. It's not the busy season.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just park wherever because, number one, you're going to drive around and get irritated.
Yep.
Number two, you're going to have people behind you beeping because you're waiting for a spot.
Yes.
And number three, you might as well just save and not waste time driving around. Just park right. In and out, like you said.
Well, that was the thing yesterday. I'm like, I could sit here and drive around, but I'm going to spend so long driving around this parking lot, and I'm going to just keep passing the same people who are looking for a spot just like me versus just park in the back, move on with my life, and save time because that's where I'm going to end up anyway. That's how I feel about it, you know?
Well, exactly, and I always park next to the cart return or as close to the cart return as
me
I can.
Too.
I'm that person.
Yep, me too, girl.
And I'm just like, I don't care. Just park and go. Forget it. I don't have time for this.
Yep. Yesterday was the farthest I've parked in probably a year, though. I'll tell you that much. I was like, damn.
But there you go. You got a few extra steps.
That's right.
Win-win.
You're right. I did. Some extra exercise. Good point, Michelle. I love it. Hey, you have a good time at work, okay?
You too. Hey, Kelly.
Bye. Next up, Lisa's in West Dallas. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Just, 2.5 hours in at work.
Oh, dang it. Well, it's okay. It's okay. I want to know, where do you park when you go to the store? Do you drive around forever looking for the best spot or do you just park in the back?
So I'm married for 15 years and we have a division in my house.
Uh-oh.
I may drive around at least once and I'm going to park in the first spotter. So I have my limit. I will still drive around some, but not a lot. And I won't block spots for people trying to drive through. So I'm kind of in the middle.
That's okay. But you're like my parents. I was saying, my mom would drive around forever. My dad will just park, They don't care.
We just did that at the grocery store yesterday. Me and him were, he's like, I'm not driving any further. Two rows is enough.
I wonder how many couples fight about this. Honestly, this must be a real argument if the couples are on the different pages,
Well, am I the jerk if I argue about where we park?
Hey, that might be tomorrow. You might have just brought one up. Lisa in West Dallas wrote in for Am I the Jerk? Hey, thanks for calling, Lisa. You have a good day, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Lila's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning.
How are you? And tell me, where do you park when you go to the store? Do you fight for a spot or will you just park at the back, especially this time of year when it's a zoo?
Well, I'm actually like you and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I like to just find a spot and park. That's if I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, here's the whole couples fighting issue that I have a help for that, for all those couples out there.
Yep.
My husband, I usually try to have him go to the store with me, and then he drops me off at the front door. And then he drives around, or he parks somewhere, and then when he sees me coming out, he comes and picks me up.
Ah, so he doesn't even go in the store with you.
No, and he gets to stay out.
Uh-huh.
And then, so he doesn't have to go shopping.
Ah.
It's a win-win for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Does he care how long you're in the store? Is that ever a problem?
Nope.
Great.
No, but I'm not a big, I don't take a lot of time
you
usually.
You don't have the patience like me. I'm in and out, girl. I don't have the time for it.
Me too.
Unless I'm at Target, then I can la-di-da all day. But at the grocery store.
Alone.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. If you're going to la-di-da like Home Goods or Target, yes, go alone. But if you're at the grocery store, I am in and out just like you for yep. sure.
Mm-hmm. Drop me off, honey. I'll be right back.
I love it. Lila, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Next up, we've got Sari in Burlington. Good morning, Sari. I got your name right, right?
Yes, you did.
You said you said it's like Marie, but with an S. So, Sari, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Where are you at? I'm doing really good. I want to know, where are you at? Because yesterday was the first day I realized, oh, it's that time of year where you're going to be fighting for spots. So, do you park in the way back and go screw it, or do you drive around forever at the store?
So, it's a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. I have three kids under the age of six.
Ooh,
so, oof. I try and park as close as
yep.
possible.
Uh-huh.
So, I will drive around. But if my fiancé's with me, then he will drop me off at the front, find a parking spot, bring all the kids in, and meet me, and I should be halfway done.
Nice. It's kind of like Lisa in West Dallas. Yes, this is like your solution yes. for couples who fight over this kind of thing. That's a good one.
Well, we don't fight over much, but we do fight over parking spots, and man. It's the worst.
Oh, this must be so relatable to couples. You're like, we don't fight about much, but this is one of them. And I forgot, you know, and I got to be fair to you. You know, my kids are not little anymore. I can hear your cuties in the background. But I forgot, yes, when they were little, I probably would have driven around more for a closer spot. Absolutely. So I'll back you up on that one. I get you, Sari, on that one. So awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Finally, she's saucy and she's always got an opinion. Saucy Sandra, welcome back.
Hey there. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Was I the only one who thought of the Friends episode where Ross is like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't know why my voice is like this. I'm fine. Would the first caller, when she's in retail, she's like, no, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Everything's going great.
Right? Yeah, it's so good.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's too funny.
What do you do, Sandra, when you park?
Let me set the scene here. Mm-hmm. I'm about 7 months pregnant. It is the hottest day of the year.
Oh,
humid,
no.
Middle of summer.
Yep.
And my ex, we also have a child at the time, a mm-hmm. one-year-old. Mm-hmm. My ex decides to park the furthest away from the door.
Okay.
I am, at this point, almost 270 pounds. Like, I'm huffing and puffing, and uh-huh. I look over at him. I'm like, are you serious right now? This whole parking lot is open, and you decide to park the furthest away?
When you were pregnant, on top
I've
of all of that.
Pregnant and swollen.
You know what?
Like,
Sandra, I'm shocked you're divorced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a fantastic time.
<I'm shocked. laughs> So, okay,
yes,
go on.
No,
yes.
So that's what that is. But, like, now, I don't care. I'll mm-hmm. totally park wherever. It doesn't
yeah.
matter. And I'll take the walk. It is
yeah.
what it is. Hey, extra steps. Like the other lady
yep,
said.
Yeah, yeah, because you lost a ton of weight like me. You go, girl.
Yes,
super
yes.
proud of you. So so you do, you get into more getting the few extra steps in like I do. I
yep,
get you.
Hey,
yeah.
It'll
I didn't,
just be a couple extra workout. Okay.
I didn't used to do that. That I'll admit
it.
No, just get me as close as possible. Not that I think
right?
people who park close are lazy. I don't think that either. I think it depends on the person. You just are
no,
what you are.
It depends
you know?
On the situation
yeah.
and everything
uh-huh.
like that.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And the kind of car you have, like, because some people
yeah.
with nice cars, they like to park the furthest way.
Yep.
However, when you park the furthest way, just an FYI, every mm-hmm. single time somebody in a trashy car does still come park it next to you, and they have kids, and they will fling their car door open
yep.
and hit your car.
That's
so
one of the
it doesn't matter. You're not safe wherever you are.
No, that's one of the number one things I say to my kids is, every time we're at the store, be careful opening the door, no matter
right?
where we are, because they're 9 and 11. We're still in that phase where I'm like,
yes.
be careful.
Don't fling that door open.
Yep. Yep.
Do not fling that door open. And they all go to open the door, and they use their foot to kick it open as far as it goes. And you're like, oh, no.
Yes, it's so true. Oh, well, Sandra, thanks for calling today. I love
of
talking
course.
To you. Talk to you later.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.